Hello, community. It's time for the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. I'm your host, Tim Davis, and this month we're talking about food safety. September is National Food Safety Month, and it's important for people to understand how their behavior and activities contribute to the safety of food and how they can decrease the risk of foodborne illnesses while also reducing food waste. It is important to know that foodborne illnesses can result in more than just a few unpleasant days of fever and tummy troubles. It could result in long-term effects and can even be deadly. Safe steps in food handling, cooking, and storage are essential in preventing foodborne illness. Cook, clean, chill, and separate. These are the four vital rules for handling and preparing food safety. Today, we're sitting down with Decatur Health's Food Service Manager, Teresa Ely. Hi, Teresa. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, we're going to start talking about cleaning. What are the best practices when cleaning and preparing your food?
Wash your hands and wear gloves anytime you're handling raw meat, any kind of food. Wear gloves and change your gloves in between each task. And we always wash our surfaces, you know, sanitize them after each use with the cutting boards and utensils. We use two different kinds of cutting boards. We have one for raw meat and we have one for vegetables.
That's the cross-contamination.
You don't want to use the same cutting board. You want to wash them in hot, soapy water or run to the dish washer after each use.
That's one of the four steps.
And then we also store our raw meat on the very bottom shelf of the refrigerator. Oh. You never put it on another shelf in case it could drip down on pre-cooked food.
I didn't know that. Keep aware of things. So
yes.
Cross-contamination, wash your hands, wash your food. Cooking.
Oh, use a thermometer to test your food, make sure it's done. And we have a chart back there that we go by when we check the temperature.
What's the best temperature for stuff?
165.
Doesn't matter across the board. 165 is a good
right.
goal.
And the danger zone is between 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 140. And germs will grow rapidly with that. So you want it to be above that.
Okay. Chilling.
Refrigerate foods within 2 hours. And they never should set out more than 2 hours. I should say it that way. And they should be set at 40 degrees or below in the refrigerator. And we always throw out leftovers within 5 days.
Okay. So don't leave anything out on the counter longer than 2 hours.
Right.
And throw it out after 5 days. Then you know it's just pretty much bad.
Right.
Okay. So if it's 2 weeks old, don't even try it.
Right. Don't keep it. Don't
okay.
keep it.
We've been talking with Decatur Health Food Service Manager Teresa Ely on food safety in honor of September being National Food Safety Month. Thank you for joining us, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That'll do it for me today. I'm Tim Davis. Tune in next time as we'll be talking about breast cancer awareness. That's what we're doing for October. So anyhow, this has been the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Decatur Health is where compassion and healing come together.